Adventure at the Seaside. One morning, Mr. Brown tapped the barometer in the hall. "It looks as if it's going to be a nice day," he said. "How about a trip to the sea?" His remark was greeted with enthusiasm by the rest of the family, and in no time at all, the house was in an uproar. Mrs. Bird started to cut a huge pile of sandwiches while Mr. Brown got the car ready. Jonathan and Judy searched for their bathing suits, and Paddington went up to his room to pack. An outing which involved Paddington was always rather a business, as he insisted on taking all his things with him. As time went by, he had acquired lots of things. As well as his suitcase, he now had a smart weekend grip with the initials PB inscribed on the side and a paper carrier bag for the odds and ends. For the summer months, Mrs. Brown had bought him a sun hat. It was made of straw and very floppy. Paddington liked it, for by turning the brim up or down, he could make it different shapes, and it was really like having several hats in one. "When we get to Brightsea," said Mrs. Brown, "we will buy you a bucket and spade. Then you can make a sandcastle." "And you can go to the pier," said Jonathan eagerly. "They've some super machines on the pier. You'd better bring plenty of coins." "And we can go swimming," added Judy. "You can swim, can't you?"
"Not very well, I'm afraid," replied Paddington. "You see, I've never been to the seaside before."
"Never been to the seaside?"
Everyone stopped what they were doing and stared at Paddington.
"Never," said Paddington.
They all agreed that it must be nice to be going to the seaside for the first time in one's life. Even Mrs. Bird began talking about the time she first went to Brightsea many years before. Paddington became very excited as they told him all about the wonderful things he was going to see. The car was crowded when they started off. Mrs. Bird, Judy and Jonathan sat in the back. Mr. Brown drove, and Mrs. Brown and Paddington sat beside him. Paddington liked sitting in the front, especially when the window was open, so that he could poke his head out in the cool breeze. After a minor delay, when Paddington's hat blew off on the outskirts of London, they were soon on the open road.
"Can you smell the sea yet, Paddington?" asked Mrs. Brown after a while.
Paddington poked his head out and sniffed.
"I can smell something," he said.
"Well," said Mr. Brown, "keep on sniffing, because we're almost there."
And sure enough, as they reached the top of a hill and rounded a corner to go down the other side, there it was in the distance, glistening in the morning sun. Paddington's eyes opened wide.
"Look at all the boats on the dirt," he cried, pointing in the direction of the beach with his paw. Everyone laughed.
"That's not dirt," said Judy, "that's sand."
By the time they had explained all about sand to Paddington, they were in Brightsea itself and driving along the front. Paddington looked at the sea rather doubtfully. The waves were much bigger than he had imagined. Not so big as the ones he'd seen on his journey to England, but quite large enough for a small bear.